always felt that it would be, but...
I'm just going to, just a quick recess for a few minutes. So now that we're back here, we're continuing the meeting. And just a reminder that we do have a quorum. We didn't lose anyone on the tour. Mike Kinney is not able to be with us. He had informed me ahead of time. But we still have four of the five of us, so we have a quorum. And we've already called it to order. The audio, we are going to be recording the meeting with our audio, and it will be posted to hdsd.org. It looks like we do not have the owl tonight, so there will be no live video on YouTube, but we will work on that for the future meeting. So continuing then, so just after 7:10, are you all set, Paul?
Yep.
Okay. And we had our presentations. Thank you to Mark Nichols and to Alex and Anna Muncie and everyone who contributed in the tour, including the building principals. It was great to see everything that was done from the greenhouse through all the buildings, and the buildings look great. So please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. And join me in a moment of silence, please. All right, and board members, as well as everyone that's in the audience, is take a look at our board norms, our school board norms, which is on page 4 of our packet after the summer projects. And it's assuming good intentions, being present and prepared, communicating effectively. We'll take a moment to put ourselves in that state of how we would like to conduct our business this evening. And so unless there's any further questions from the board, we'll move on. Are there any recognitions this evening?
No, resignations. Recognitions will commence next board meeting on September 16th.
And any correspondence?
No correspondence.
And I will just make a quick note. We'll talk about the meeting. The School Board Association had sent some emails about delegate assembly. And there's also some notes on legislation changes the policy committee will be taking up at their next policy committee meeting. Brings us into public comment, limited to 5 minutes per person. This is an opportunity for members of the public to share an idea or concern with the board. Comments are limited to 5 minutes per person. It is not the practice of the board to immediately respond to any comments made. We'll reflect in the minutes. We're opening public comment at 7:13. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? Does not look like there is anyone here. So going once, twice, three times, and we will leave public comment open for the duration of the meeting, and if someone does walk in, we will allow them to speak later on in the meeting. And so that brings us up to the consent agenda. So in the consent agenda, we have the minutes from the August 19th school board meeting. Seems like a long time ago at this point. And our appointments, leaves, and resignations, which are in our packet. And then policies that are in their first reading, ACF, ADB, GBEC, ADC, GBED, BG and BGA, BGAA, and BEDG, JLDBB. So is there anyone that wishes to pull anything? Actually, we also have two facilities use requests, which is the middle school trunk or treat in the gym parking lot and the Middle School Annual Alliance Club Senior Citizens Thanksgiving Dinner. And that information is in our packet with the waiver requests in there as well. Is anyone wish to pull anything to have discussion or questions on it? Or are we good with making a motion to pass the consent agenda?
Do you want to do previous meeting minutes now or no?
That's the August 19th. That's the first item. Did you have questions on the minutes?
One spelling error under the correspondence. I think that should be due to a no strike clause.
Okay, we can. If that is the only question you have, we can mention that. I'm sure Brittany has heard that. We can make that correction. Is there anything else that we have questions of that we need to pull?
No.
And so spelling and grammar, we can just cover that with the consent. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And no opposed, no abstentions. So 4-0-0. And so that brings us to student representatives report. I did hear that soccer game away game an hour away.
I have the notes though. I think they won.
Okay. Yeah. So you can would you like to do that now or do you want to do it?
I can do it now and then I can move into the superintendent report after.
Thank you, Jenny.
So Ben has a soccer game today, so he's not able to make it, but he did send me his notes from the elementary school. They wanted to report that open house went well. They have a large attendance at the open house, and they're planning to have their annual Title I meeting, which will be held on September 12th during their first PTO meeting, which is at 6:30 p.m. Middle school wanted to report students are doing well, getting familiar with their schedules and their teachers. Fall sports tryouts were during the first week of school. Boys and girls soccer have their first game on September 16th, and school picture day was today. And from the high school, fall sports are off to a great start. Open house went well, was well attended. School pictures were today with a makeup day for Thursday, October 22nd. And the high school student council is planning planning for homecoming, October 4th and 5th. They're going to have to get creative because typically they would use the gym for pep rallies, but the gym will probably not be ready by then. So they're going to be creative on that front.
Hopefully the weather is nice.
It's nice weather, yeah.
Okay, and so, thank you, Ben, for passing on the notes to Jenny, who's acting as our stepping into the superintendent's role for the evening. And so superintendent's report, which you have this evening as well.
Yes, so I'll go into that. So just a few things here. To report out on our opening days, we had two great PD days at the beginning of the year for teachers. Buildings reviewed things such as policies, procedures, safety plans, school and district goals. The elementary school had a professional development for their new benchmark advanced reading program. So all of those things happened. We also had, we reported this at the last meeting, but the mentor new teacher training also started that same week. So that was a busy week. And as I mentioned, or was mentioned by Ben, for students, great start to the year. Things have been going well. Everybody seems to be transitioning into their new school year. So that's been great. Second thing is the Memorandum of Understanding for the Teachers Federation, and this is included in your packet. And this is to cover for short-term leave of absence at the high school. And it's the same compensation structure agreed upon by the board last school year when we had some unfilled positions, but this is just for a shorter time period because it's for a couple of leaves of absences. So that is in your board packet. Hopefully you've had a chance to review that. I'm looking to hopefully have that approved and signed this evening so we can move forward with that.
Is there any board members that have any questions on that? I mean, we sort of had a preview of it at the last meeting, but if anyone has any questions that they would like to ask now before we bring it up during action items. Mm-hmm. Okay, you good, Paul? Okay, thank you.
And then the last thing that I wanted to talk about was the September 10th, which is another professional development day. We have voting at the middle school, so our professional development will happen both at the elementary and the high school. The elementary school is going to have another day with their ELA program, so they're going to have a morning of some professional development and an afternoon of planning time with consultants to support them. The middle school is going to have a presentation by Anna and Alex for the greenhouse, along with working on their student learning objectives and some of those kinds of things. They're also looking at their advisory and prep periods for middle school. And the high school, again, also working on their advisory period, some safety plans, student data review. They're going to be doing their suicide prevention training, 1-hour training of that as well. Again, all of the work will happen at the high school and elementary school due to voting. And that's my update.
Okay, and do we have a business manager's report as well? Becky Manchella. Thank you.
My microphone works.
Yeah, if it doesn't, we can pass you one of ours.
Can you hear me?
Is the light on the bottom?
No, can you? Here we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
Okay.
Don't hold it too close. Pull it over the fire. Okay. Yeah, there we go. I think it heard you. It's a delicate.
I see that. It's all right, not a light bulb. Okay, how about now?
There you go.
Okay, good. So, as you know, we had requested an extension for the DOE 25 for up to September 30th. But I'm happy to say that the DOE is pretty much completed. We have, with the exception of one last page, and we will have that last page completed and finished by the end of the week with the goal of getting the report submitted to the state by the end of the day Friday. So feel really good about that because Hillsborough was a big report. The other thing that we have here, what you have in your packet, is your budget timeline. As you can see, budget season is rapidly approaching, and our first meeting will be in November. This timeline is based on, you know, statutory requirements, and they were also spaced in such a way that we're not overlapping with other districts. So they're all listed here. So that's really all we have for you right now.
Cool. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Does anyone have any questions on the DOE or? Okay. Cool. Thank you for your awesome work with that too, and a quick time on that.
I can't take all the credit.
Yes. You had assistance.
I did.
Thank you. I think that's it for the business manager's report. Is there anything else from the superintendent's report?
No, that's all we have today.
Okay, so moving right along. So board discussion, policy committee report. And I believe there is a chair of the policy committee now, too.
Well, not technically. We haven't voted.
So no vote, but you just as the representative to the policy committee, you'll speak.
So in the policy part of the packet. In the back, we have the update. So we had two meetings over the summer, 8:15 and 8:22. 8:15 is a lot of the policies that we all just approved. The 8:22 meeting all had to do with Title IX regulations, which I know there was... Can I use yours?
Yeah.
I think that's the bark and water.
Yes.
So there was one that there was some question about. Ultimately, it came down to funding and what that looks like. So we did adopt it. So if anybody has any questions, now's the time.
I'm pretty good too. I know, and Stacy was part of those discussions because you're on policy committee.
Yep.
Do you have any questions, Paul, on any of those? And again, the Title IX is they're required by law, so there's not a whole lot that we can do to change those, and it allows us to continue to be compliant and to get our funding.
Right, basically. So not accepting them and not approving them basically takes away, what was it, over $2 million of funding from the taxpayers. So
yeah.
Not approving it doesn't help anybody. So if anybody wants to oppose it, they can. They have the right to do that, but take it up with the lawmakers that make the laws, not us upholding them. So.
And we don't need to vote on them tonight because we already voted on them on the 19th per the School Board Association's instructions. So the policy committee decided not to send them back to the board at this time. So we don't need to do anything unless there's questions from the board. Policy committee, is that all set at this point?
And we meet again October 3rd.
Okay. Thank you for the update. And so, delegate assembly. So if let's see, it's your first time through the board too. So New Hampshire School Board Association has a delegate assembly, which used to be in January. The last few years, it is now in October. So this Saturday, October 19th from 10 to 2:30 at the Carponi Center. So all the member school boards send a delegate to vote on basically resolutions that have been submitted by boards across the state, which will shape the direction of you know, how the boards, member boards, would like the School Board Association to support legislation in the upcoming legislative session. Being that the legislative session is a little bit quieter at this time of year, it's the ones winding down. After November, it starts ramping up for January. That's why they had moved it to October instead of having it in the middle of January. It's also less of a chance of rescheduling due to weather because, well, October hopefully should be nice, but we don't have the resolutions yet to review. Those should be coming in the next couple of weeks, and you'll see them on probably, they'll have to be on one of the next agendas, either in September 16th or the first one in October. I'm hoping for September 16th, but what we can do in action items is nominate a member of the board to be the delegate and an alternate in case that delegate can't make it. And of course, anyone that wants to come may come, but we just need at least one person that can go as a voting member and then an alternate in case that person can't make it. And if the alternate still wants to go, they're welcome to as well. I've served in years past. I do not mind continuing, but if someone else wants to do it, I have no problem sharing the
responsibility. I nominate Chris, yes.
Okay.
Right,
so
there with you.
We'll hold on to that just a little bit longer into action items. And then we get to do resolutions together in a few weeks. And I'll share that level of responsibility. I don't think we have any other board discussion. I think we've kind of wrapped that in the MOU we mentioned during superintendent's report. So we do have a second public comment. I don't think there is anyone new from the public who has walked in. So, you know, it looks like there is no one that's stepping up to speak. So we will, I don't know if it's been open 30 minutes. So normally we would close it, but you can kind of leave the public comment open until the end of the meeting. Then we'll just close it when we adjourn. And so our action items, we have the fiscal year 26 budget timeline that our business manager that Becky mentioned, which is in our packet. So I don't know if anyone, most of those dates, as she mentioned, are kind of, they're regulated, statutory, and with our other boards, it kind of all fits like a nice little needle and thread through the puzzle to make sure that everything works. And so we've got our budget books distributed in November. And then the workshop session, which is that must be after Thanksgiving this year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, because Thanksgiving is usually right before that. We do have a snow date if we need to, because usually we don't need more than one session. And then we have the December board meeting is our discuss the draft budget and default budget. January 6th of next year, 2025, we hope to finalize the budget for the public hearing. And then our last date for warrant articles is January 14th. The last day to post notice for the budget hearing is January 14th, which is why all those dates are kind of happening the way they are. January 16th is the budget hearing with a snow date of January 21st. And that's kind of like the dry run before the deliberative session. Our last day to hold the budget hearing would be January 21st. Filing for district officers would be January 22nd. And then January 27th would be the last day to post warrant budget and default budget. And the filing deadline for anyone running for school board open seats and other open positions on the ballot would be January 31st. The deliberative session is February 4th, 2025, which I believe is a Tuesday. Is that a Monday? It's during the week. And usually that's in the like 6 o'clock in the evening or so, usually. Our snow date would be the 6th. I'll keep going and let me know if I...
Tuesday.
Yeah, so Tuesday, February 4th is a Tuesday, which as it has been last year. March 4th would be when the annual report is available, and our local voting after deliberative session is March 11th in Deering and Hillsborough. And then we do have, so for officers to be elected, we do have one at-large member, which is Michael Kinney's seat, and then the Deering resident seat, which is my seat. So those two positions are open. for 3-year terms, as well as the moderator, which is a 1-year term. And the rest of us are in our Paul's on through 2026 in the Hillsborough seat, and Krista and Stacy are on through 2027 in the at-large. And I think that's it. Do we any questions, or is there anything that we any of the meeting stuff that we can change? I mean, it's kind of a limited window, but is that all self-explanatory? And as we move closer, there'll be a little bit more information too in terms of, you know, how it all fits together, because I know it's the first time through the budget process for a few of us. So if anyone doesn't have any questions, is there a motion to approve the preliminary budget timeline as presented?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
So Krista makes the motion and Paul makes that second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. And no abstentions? So 4-0-0. So thank you. So we'll put those on our calendars and the fun shall begin in the next few weeks. Yeah, is there a motion for the delegate assembly representative? And I'll take myself out of making that motion.
I will make that motion to nominate Chris.
I'll second.
Okay, so Krista makes the motion to appoint myself as the delegate assembly representative. And Stacy seconds. Actually, as an amendment, is there someone who would just, I promise that I will try not to hopefully need it, but is there someone that would be an alternate?
I will do it as an alternate if needed.
Okay. I will do my best to have my vitamin C, and but just in case, it's always nice to have the belt and suspenders in place. So just amend that motion. Krista's making the motion to appoint me as the primary, or is it, are you making the motion, Stacy?
She
can
I nominate
okay.
myself?
Yeah. Yeah, or yes. Yeah, so
I can do it.
Either, so Stacy will make that motion then. A little friendly change here to appoint myself as the primary delegate and Krista as the alternate to the New Hampshire School Board Association Delegate Assembly. You get all that, Brittany? With our crossways, our puzzle path to get there. The second, do you want to make a second or
sure.
do you want someone else?
Yeah.
Okay, and then all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And I'll abstain since I was primary. So 3-0-1. I remember all that. So that one's moving right along. The authorizing myself as the chair to sign the MOU with the Teachers Association. I don't think I need to read it since it was in our packet, and it's similar to what we had done last year with another set of teachers. Is there any questions that anyone has? Has everyone seen that? And again, this one hopefully will be a shorter time period too. If there's no questions, is there a motion to allow myself as the chair to sign?
Sign.
Okay, so Paul makes that motion to have authorize me to sign. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second, okay. And so no further discussion, then no, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No abstentions? Or is?
I feel like I have to abstain.
Okay.
Just
so one
teacher contract. I don't want it to look weird.
Yeah.
So.
That, yeah. So it'll be 3-0-1.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is it. I think that's all the action items that we need. Something I'm forgetting. Yeah, we already did the facilities requests. I believe we don't have a non-public.
We do not have a non-public today.
Yes. Is there anything? So we don't need to call back into order. Is there any other? Business that we need to take care of, I think, at this point. We're all set. So I guess I will make I'll ask for the motion.
To adjourn.
Just as the board, just remember as we go through our norms to take a minute after the meeting and think about how we conducted ourselves and how we might want to improve for the meeting on September 16th. And thank you everyone for attending this evening. And September 16th at 6 o'clock is our next board meeting. And would anyone like to make that motion to adjourn?
I will.
Okay.
We don't have to ask it 3 times, right? So Krista makes the motion and Stacy seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
And no opposed? No abstentions? 4-0-0. Thank you. Had to like take it off pause.